When I type on email to message to somebody, for some reason, it's formatted that it'll say, hello there, and then it will only display three lines and then go to another line. I'm sorry, I said three lines. I meant three words, and then it goes to the line under that, and then it goes to the line under that. But each line is only three words long. Okay. How do I extend it to a normal?
There's two options here. That one of them could cause that problem. One could be the page setup. It's set up for a smaller. Yeah.
Okay.
The other thing could be the default font is set too high. Like you maybe have it set to like 18 points or something crazy like that. Try doing this. Select your email, do control A, and then do control D. That usually brings up the font dialog. And just check to see what it's set to. Yeah. See if it's set like really big, like 18 or 24 point, because that would do it as well. Yeah.
The other thing that you might want to check is to make sure that your screen is maximized. Because if you shrink that screen down enough, even a regular font isn't going to work right.
How do you adjust the screen size?
What I would do with that is you do an Alt space followed by the letter X.
Alt space X. I have a blind shell phone, and I understand you can download books into it. Do you know the best way to do that?
Are you talking about books from the library?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there is an app that you can download from the Blind Shell itself that will probably want to contact. I think it's Blind Shell USA is the website. They can help you. BlindShellUSA.com is the website.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For anyone who uses the Victor Reader Stream, I was listening to podcasts. The notification for the names of the podcast has changed to Will, but when you press on the actual podcast to open it, I get the other voice. I forgot what her name is. Something with an S. Sarona, I think, something like that. So I was just wondering if that's ever happened to anybody and if anyone knows how to fix it.
And what you need to do, and it's a little bit tricky because there are two different settings for which voice you use. Humanware, in their infinite wisdom, has kind of made it difficult to know exactly which one applies. You want to make sure that both of those settings are set so that your voice is the one you want.
Should I connect with you offline?
Yeah, we can do that at some point, you know, on the phone or something. We can play around with it, and I think I can help you figure it out.
I've been working with a Mac for actually 5 years now, and I don't use it all the time just because the iPhone is a lot easier in certain things. I'm trying to learn how to use this Hijack program on the Mac, and I didn't know if there was anybody that would be willing to kind of work with me, you know, maybe once a week for maybe 15 or 20 minutes, somebody that's familiar with the app and kind of guide me through it.
Judy, if you don't find anybody, like in the new year, you feel free to reach out to me anytime after February 1st.